Does your dad text?
He does.
What's his number?
36. I think it's 843. Let me double. That might be mom's. Just a second.
Okay.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been there.
I think I voted for you.
Yeah. Yep.
It's one of my success stories. I stayed under the radar.
260-8987.
8987?
Yep. You're doing something right.
That's what I thought.
This put my sunglasses.
I haven't congratulated him on his state championship yet.
Okay. Well, he was just...
Who's that?
He was just announced yesterday as the Wyoming 2A State Coach of the Year for girls track. Yeah.
Awesome.
Is that your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, congratulate him on his retirement too.
In his yeah. So
did he officially?
He did.
Yeah. Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Going out and winning.
Because he's done that like 4 or 5 times.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't know if I trust him on this one.
Well, he keeps getting great athletes like your daughter, and he wants to see him through as your senior year.
Wants to see him through. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's just it. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
He's got some more good ones coming.
If he would wait a while, he could do your kids.
Well, you may have to with doing away with 6th grade sports here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. All right, we're back in session. Go ahead, Sheriff Lear.
All right. Well, good morning. It still is. So, can I share with you a story?
Please.
Because this is a really cool story about one of our deputies that sounds more like a prelude to an inappropriate joke, but it's 100% true.
Does it start out a priest, a rabbi, and
let me start the story.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. So,
a little over a year ago, one of our deputies pulled over a Jewish rabbi and his family traveling on 189 trying to make it to Pinedale on a Friday afternoon to observe the Sabbath, part of their religion.
Oh, boy.
And so they were in a hurry, so he pulled them over. Right. And the Jewish rabbi was with his wife, 2 kids, and his father-in-law. Well, he hit it off with our deputy, who was... more cowboy than you can believe.
Yeah.
And they exchange phone numbers. And almost every Friday to date, they have texted and conversed with one another.
Awesome.
Well, a week ago, he received a text from the rabbi, and he invited him and his wife to come to Brooklyn, New York, for his sister-in-law's wedding at the synagogue in Brooklyn. Now, mind you, this deputy has never been east of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, nor has he ever flown in a plane. So awesome. the wedding is actually right now.
And is he there? And
he is there with his wife attending.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
A Jewish wedding. So
I'll be darned.
We reminded him to watch his P's and Q's. And,
right.
Yeah. Not his P's.
No. So
no connection.
No
there.
Connection at
just
all.
So hit it off.
Yep.
Did you brief him before he left?
We did.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, we told him some of the rules.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Well, he asked if he could take his gun and knife on the plane, and we told him no.
No.
Thanks for sharing.
Oh, that's awesome. I appreciate
that. So I'm excited to see pictures,
you can
pictures,
grant permission to carry a knife on the airplane? We need to talk.
Oh, boy. So anyway. All right. So on to our... news. So try to get a hold of Ken Richardson, and his voicemail says that he is no longer with the Wyoming Livestock Investigators. I don't know if they terminated that position, if he just quit. I don't know the story. I haven't got any news from the state or anything else. Talked to Mike Vickery, and Mike Vickery got the same message. Tried to call him here last week. And he's not completely sure either, but I think we lost our only investigator for the state. So, having said that, I have been working with surrounding counties in an effort to try to create a task force, a multi-county task force. Right now, we've got interest from Sublette, Lincoln, Sweetwater, and Uinta, Carbon, and Teton. We still have yet to hear back from. 2 weeks ago, we did our first mandatory livestock check coming into Sublette County. I just wanted to test the water. I told them, you know, I don't want any, citations unless it's a blatant violation. Right. All they want to do is just kind of put the feelers out to see if this is going to be a good thing or a bad thing for our ranchers. I don't want to put any more hardships on them than they already have. It's the feedback we've gotten is kind of 50-50. Some are like, why are we doing this? Some are, you know, yeah, much appreciated. Our biggest goal is to try to deter theft, both of livestock, equipment, in Sublette County, because we've already had reports this year already of calves gone missing off federal property, off private property, and the amounts that aren't just, you can't contribute to predation.
Right.
We have... I haven't even scheduled it yet, but I'm going to meet with Mike. I'm going to meet with some of the local cattlemen members and see what we can't do to try to, to help. Because without a state investigator, it's pretty hard to cross state lines to do any type of investigation, unless it happens in the county that you're
right.
Where your jurisdiction is. So I will keep you. I'll keep you posted on that.
Than you thought of this, but Albert may be a good source because he's known both sides.
I can try. Albert was the big pusher to get rid of the investigators too, so I'm open to talk with him to see what's actually happening, if they're going to fill that position.
Might be some insight from that,
right?
You think Gary Zakotnik would know what their intention is? He's Mike's boss.
Right, I think Mike's already talked to Gary, too.
Oh, has he?
And that was the thing. I mean, the state hasn't issued an email, a notice, nothing. So it's just...
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
And they just...
Kind of bothersome.
It is. Very much so. Yeah.
That they're not communicating.
Right. And what the...
That they're the disappearing
West,
and at they're
the
not
West
communicating.
Cop, yeah. At the WASCOP convention, Ken was there, and... Byron asked him point blank, what's your caseload? And he was taking there anywhere from 30 to 70 cases per month. Mm-hmm. These would be felony livestock cases.
Wow.
He was spending more time outside of the state of Wyoming than he was in investigating all the cattle thefts.
Interesting.
So that tells you there's a demand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, but I know, like Laramie, those eastern counties with the stockyards, the sheriff's office can't keep up with the number of calls. So
in that regard, Casey, and I noticed a situation yesterday on BLM in the middle of a sizable grazing allotment, kind of come over a hill, and here's a very secluded area, great big $100,000 camper set up, and no hunting season. It was strictly for recreation, but your first thought when you see the secluded area is there's something going on here that shouldn't be.
Right.
And I drove on by and kind of forgot about it, but in that kind of situation, should we let somebody know? Just so occasionally you go check on, say, how's things going? What are you doing?
Sure.
Right out in the middle of sagebrush. I can't imagine anybody wanting to camp there just to camp. There's nothing there but sagebrush.
Right.
But maybe some people like that.
There's a couple.
I don't know.
They'll drive down the middle of nowhere.
Load them in the dark cattle company.
Yeah, no.
If they'd have had a horse trailer and some horses, then I would have been on the telephone.
Absolutely. Yeah,
because I know everybody that would have any business out there with horses.
Right. Yeah, I think that would warrant a call. At least that we can at least make contact, or especially if there's livestock trailers.
Because
that's
that'd be a red flag.
But no, you're right. I mean the opportunity is is there. So you mean these the cows are, as you well know, are out everywhere.
Well, they were all around there.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, just to take one or two and throw them in the back of a truck.
Well,
or
even with a side-by-side, they could catch a calf and
yep.
At the age they are now and throw them in their camper and take off.
Exactly.
And you'd never know what happened.
Yeah. So if you guys get feedback from any of the ranchers on the... We're going to continue doing some mandatory checks.
Okay.
So mostly cattle haulers, but we're stopping horse trailers, people take them to the vet because we can.
And, right.
Just to check. And like I said, we're not citing people if they don't have their paperwork and they're going to get shoes on a horse in Rock Springs. And
right.
Yeah, but
right.
No, if they're coming in without vaccinations and brands, and then we'll definitely.
That's a good thing.
Okay. So we'll try until... We get the
so you're just randomly stopping?
Nope, it's a mandatory.
You're stopping every trailer you see?
Yep, every livestock trailer.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
So
a lot of stops.
That's good.
It is.
tripled everything.
Yeah.
So if we're headed to Riverton, don't forget your G4.
Exactly. Yeah. You're headed out of county.
That's
yeah.
right. Yep. Health cert and your grand inspection.
Right. Yeah. And we'll try to, I'm going to try to put out... word here on Facebook too, just to get it out to everybody so they start carrying the right, just to have the right paperwork. And
now within the county, you don't need to carry that paperwork.
Correct.
I mean,
yep.
If you're inside the county and
if you're going to
the
ride,
mountains, mm-hmm. yeah,
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 yeah, you don't have to have,
don't
your
have to have that paperwork.
Correct.
Okay.
Hey, tip top search and rescue. There was an incident back in March of 2018. In New York, where a short haul helicopter was on a mission, ended up crashing, and there were killed everybody on board. Mm-hmm. FAA came out with some safety alert information bulletins and also some emergency orders that were prohibiting short haul. Helicopter services to continue if they did not meet the requirements. One of those was a doors off policy, where they could not operate with their doors off, which that's our
that's
Air Resources protocol, is to operate with their doors off to lighten the load, and two, because of the spotter having to actually look out the window.
Right.
So what we did through Mary, through Matt, the county, the attorney's office, we drafted a letter excluding us from that because we are for public use. This was more for to cover commercial short haul missions. But if we put that exemption in there that we are only for public use, then that would exclude us from that doors
that
off
exempts
policy.
Us from that.
Yes.
Okay.
However, they also issued an order for external load attaching means, and this one's the sticky one, because in there they included even operations for public use. Mm. So this memo was issued in April 23rd of this year. And had Matt review it, and a lot of the Teton, the Forest Service, were actually standing down there because of this order. I think it was a knee-jerk reaction on the FAA at the time. They didn't realize the scope that they were hamstringing a lot of these search and rescue operations. So they just issued another order on May 30th, taking off that public use again.
Okay.
So as of now, we are still good to go with our short haul operations. We did our pilot proficiency testing last Friday. They did training over the weekend. So unless we get another information bulletin from the FAA, we are good to go. But I wanted you guys to be aware if the FAA is going to require us to go through a checklist and approval for the external load,
yep.
It could take anywhere from 9 to 12 months.
Hmm.
And you can't operate right. a short haul. They could still fly to locate or search. They just can't do short haul operations.
Boy, that just really hamstrings
everybody. This is nationwide.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Wow.
But
even with the sliding doors, it's a weight issue. If the doors open or close, they slide out. And when you talk about observation, you can slide the door open, but you still have the weight, sure. which is towards the tail. So I see what they're talking about.
Well, it's
about.
In ours. So with ours, they remove
the doors.
Yep, so
they're not sliders.
They will go. They will hook up their short haul, mm-hmm. the harness, the ride, and the spotter. And then they'll remove the doors, and then they will go do the rescue.
Okay.
And then come back to that spot, set them down, or take them to an ambulance, and then
okay.
put the doors back on.
Very right. good. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
We'll figure.
Okay. Excellent.
All right. That's all I had, unless there's any questions for.
I haven't heard any more on that lawsuit on the Oregon helicopter that couldn't go rescue that person. I sent
yes.
you a copy.
Yep,
I've been trying to keep my ear to the ground on that, just see how that plays out. And I think mm-hmm. that's going to take a long time for it to play out.
Right, and I still think that we, you know, most of the agencies are covered.
And that's what.
Matt did reply.
Matt replied to that.
Yeah.
Said that, but that'll set a terrible precedence if that lawsuit is successful.
Yes, unless we just start rescuing local residents.
Well,
local
yeah. issue the county code, yeah. right?
Local people only.
Right.
Please enter your county code now.
State. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a shovel to dig your grave.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Sheriff. Anything
right.
for Sheriff Blair?
No.
Okay.
Thanks,
Mike. Thanks, Casey.
Yep. Thank you. All right. Next on the agenda is to have our discussion here on the Pinedale Clinic property appraisal. And we are in receipt of that appraisal, and it's about 120 pages long. And what we're going to do is we're going to have our discussion here at the table, and it's going to be between us. If anybody has any questions, that's fine. But I'm not even going to ask you, Chairman, if you want to come up, because we're just going to be talking here. How's that?
Sounds perfect.
All right.
Do you want to wait for Matt?
Yeah, we probably better wait a minute until our attorney gets here. So we'll put that off for a couple of minutes.
How are you?
I'm good here.
Good. Where's everybody going to coffee now?
No, I haven't been for a long while.
Holy
smokes.
Are you having a coffee loop?
I haven't been for a while. I've been doing fishing over here. So, it's time to
get it. My girls got a fish the other day, cleaned it, and forgot it there on the bank.
Oh. Raccoons alive.
When you shut the dam down, they get stuck in the rocks. And they saved three or four and caught one, cleaned it, and jerked it.
After going to the birds, I'll clean it.
Yeah, the birds got it.
What's that?
The fish.
Oh, we need to. You need to find us a spot to go spear a scorpoise. When the water gets.
Tell me when.
When the water gets. Well, isn't that when the water gets shut
yeah,
off?
Yeah, and yeah. Yeah, we've had lots of people do that. There's ample times.
I still have to do the quaking aspect.
I was actually keeping an eye on those plenty.
I got myself a boy to help.
That's fun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, you'll help if I can. I'll join in on the fun. Well, I can't.
Sure, you can. Cutting trees, man. I bought a new chainsaw blade, too. I'm not even sure if I'm going to just buy them. There's a chance.
I'll take your old ones.
I got it. This must be Dennis over there.
Just bring them to me.
Yeah, but I don't know because I was actually up to last week. Plenty of looked like.
Yeah.
The average is bigger than that.
But see, that's the whole deal. They say, well, I could just. And the thing about it is once you look at it, and they get up over your feet, and then they start to twist. And that's no problem. I get 8 foot. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're easy.
When you ask about the guys from the casino, when we were coming to the meeting yesterday, they were pulling out of their driveway with a load of wood. So they're doing it. So, yeah.
Because I need to get on the thing.
Good old Nick. Yeah, I've gotten
another time of one day.
No, it's just.
Yeah.
I don't even think about that. I'm thinking about Bennett down there at the.
Oh, you'd be right. You'd know. You'd
die. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
I got it.
If you're doing much counseling,
100-year-old patient lived to 100 years died,
and she did pass away.
Yes,
last night.
That's
it.
But she made 100. She
that's my. That's it.
That's a quarter. She was counting on her family account.
Did she know it?
Yeah. Well, she was excited when she was in the answer. She said, I'm going to just travel for a couple hours.
Damn.
I want to write my letter before you get it over.
Huh. That's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if I know how to fill out the death certificate because you have to do it later on.
You get
enter.
Don't even be looking for a back seat.
We need this camera quick to share that.
Yeah, I'll
to start with.
Yeah. So that's going to be the first thing we're going to have. You
know, give you the high sign.
I'm fairly full house.
Why? Anybody have a job?
All right. Matt, I have a. Before we get started here, ladies and gentlemen, I have a.
I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get started here, I need to ask Matt. I'm assuming all you gentlemen have been through the appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Matt, there was some confusion in one of the paragraphs there whether this could be shared with other folks or not. Do you see any reason why we can't share that with the rural health care district?
I don't know.
Okay, very good. There was just the way it depended on how you read that paragraph. It said sharing it with third party persons.
I mean, it's a public record under
yep.
the public records.
Well, that's kind of what we assume. Yeah. So we do have that available, Mr. Chairman, then for you. If you'd like a paper copy,
I have one.
Commissioner Rawhauser has one right there that he'd be happy to hand over to you. And we could ask. We can ask Clerk Langford to send you an electronic copy if you so desire.
That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, would you send him an electronic copy then? Okay, terrific. So, gentlemen, let's begin the discussion then on the appraisal as presented.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, the commission was asked about a month ago at the request of the Rural Health Care District and the USDA
if we would be willing to sell to them the Pinedale Clinic properties. And after that conversation, we contracted with Valbridge Property Advisors to give us an appraisal on the Pinedale Medical Clinic properties. The appraisal report was received by the commissioners or Mary Langford just after 5 o'clock on last Friday, June 1st. The analysis, opinions, and conclusions in this report are in conformity with the uniform standards of professional appraisal practice of the Appraisal Foundation. The valuation methodology used for the appraisal is as follows. Appraisers develop an opinion of property value with specific appraisal procedures that reflect three distinct methods of data analysis. Number one, a cost approach. Number two, a sales comparison approach. And number three, an income capitalization approach. The sales comparison approach and the income evaluation approach were used for estimations of value in this appraisal. The building area calculation as used for this report is as follows. There is an office building, which we all know is the old clinic, which is 8,259 square feet. There is the new existing medical clinic, which is 15,102 square feet. And then there is the ambulance barn, which is 6,729 square feet, for a total of 30,100 square feet. Now, with the sales approach, this develops an indication of market value by analyzing closed sales, listings, or pending sales of properties similar to the subject, focusing on the difference between the subject and comparables using all appropriate elements of comparison. From the sales comparison approach, the value indication, based on the adjusted prices and the most comparable sale, a unit value for the subject property is near the middle of the adjusted range, or $350.50 per square foot. This indicated a preliminary as-is fee simple market value of $10,550,000. If you look at the reasonable adjusted comparable range, the range was from $280 per square foot to $375 per square foot. The other approach was, and this one's quite a bit more complicated, I'm not going to begin to explain it to you, I'll give you the detail or the outcome, but using the income capitalization approach. This approach is developed by converting anticipated future income into a present value by a capitalization process. And there are two types of capitalization, direct capitalization and yield capitalization. Given the nature of the property in question in this appraisal, the direct capitalization method was used to develop an indication of market value. The income capitalization approach to value is based on the premise that a direct relationship exists between the value of a property and the stabilized level of net income it is capable of generating. The direct capitalization value conclusion is that an as-is fee simple market value of this property is $10,461,214. So in summary, the sales comparison method indicated a value of $10,550,000, whereas the income capitalization using the direct capitalization method indicated a value of $10,450,000. In conclusion, the final opinion of value from Valbridge Property Appraisals is $10,550,000 based on a price of $350.50 per square foot. Now, that's the summary in brief of the report. If I can just speak
Yeah, let's have the discussion.
To have the discussion.
Absolutely.
My opinion in terms of this appraisal, and my opinion in terms of what the offer is, based on the fact that I think what we're trying to do is work cooperatively with the healthcare district and the USDA in trying to make available the Pinedale Clinic properties for the purpose of building a critical access hospital, would be that we, the county commissioners, offer this property at 40% of the appraisal price, which would put that, where's my notes, would put that at $4,222,000. That's a point of discussion open, and that's what...
That's what you're suggesting.
That's what I would suggest.
Okay, excellent.
How did you come to that number?
That number is reflective of the actual appraised value of $10,550,000, in which we would make an in-kind gesture or contribution of 60% of that, leaving 40% of that appraised value being $4.22 million.
Okay.
And there's other ways of looking at it, but it comes generally to the same price of $4.22 million. You could look at the Pinedale Medical Clinic by itself at the low estimated value of $280 per square foot, and you would still come up with $4.23 million. In which case we would be donating the rest of the two buildings and the entire property. Mm. You could also take the 30,100 square foot, look at the low estimated price of $280, and you would come up with a value of $8.42 million, in which case if we donated half of that as an in-kind donation, you would still come up with $2.14 million.
Right.
So either one of those three areas, that's what I'm saying, yeah. Ballpark figure.
Well, you've been all the way around this, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm trying to look at it.
Did you get much sleep between last Friday and this morning? Or?
Not a whole lot.
So, go ahead, Mr. Commissioner Allhauser.
So, Doc, where does the land play into this?
Well,
because everything you talked about was square footage.
That's a good question. If you'll let me refer, I think it's to page 5 of this report on the cost approach. They did not use the cost approach. The cost approach does use a value indication, which would include the land.
Yeah.
But I think they did not use the cost approach because it would be difficult quantitating the depreciation of the improvements made to the O Clinic. So there's three approaches. They generally use one or more approach, and in this case they decided not to use the cost approach, which had they done so would have included a land value. The other two approaches do not consider land value.
I get it.
So
okay. Go ahead, Commissioner.
You have
the floor.
We're going to if we make this proposal to them and we make a motion, the land's free.
The land is included.
The land is included. Not so much free, but
included.
The land
is
included.
The land is included in the price. Okay.
Yeah. The entire property, the three buildings, the land, the helipad, the entire property, 4.4 acres, all that's considered in that Pinedale Medical Clinic is included in our proposed sale offer.
Okay.
I can appreciate that offer, Commissioner Burnett. There'd just be a couple of things that would concern me and that would need to go along with it. I'd need some type of guarantee that the critical access hospital would in fact be built on that site using the original clinic that it would be added on to. And that would be one caveat that I have. And I've got several others, but I'll allow anybody else to jump in here. You may cover what I'm going to cover.
Well, I guess I have one.
Okay.
And just off the top of my head, I'm
being from Big Piney and Marbleton, I'm concerned about the Big Piney Marbleton Clinic.
Okay.
So somewhere there we need a caveat that says that those that clinic's going to stay open.
Okay. All right.
And we continue to, if I'm not mistaken, there was money set aside to refurbish that to fall under the umbrella of the critical access hospital, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And if that process happened, then that Big Piney Marbleton Clinic could begin to reap money from Medicare and Medicaid under the cost system.
Okay.
Which would almost secure that clinic would be open.
Would stay open.
Would stay open.
Commissioner Burnett, would you just make either mental or written notes of these things that are being discussed here? So that if there is a motion made, that these can be included in said motion.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
So,
Go ahead.
I can appreciate Doc's thoughts. I use the 350 number for my, and I come up with almost the same offering.
350 a square foot.
Yeah, which was just 600,000 more. So I don't have a problem with what Doc's presenting.
Proposing.
My concerns are at this lower value, that we would want to retain the first right to buy it back at the same cost if they choose to sell it in the future for some unknown reason. I don't want them just using it as equity to move on.
First right of a refusal.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So and that's something that can be put into a contract,
the numbers,
right?
Mine were very similar. I think we're on the same page.
Okay. Commissioner Bowsman?
Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of concerns, but I guess to begin with, what it appears we're looking at here is a $4,222,000 sales price, an approximately $6 million donation to the cause based on the numbers.
Yeah.
I would want to reserve, to make sure we reserve the net proceeds to the county for future health care needs of the county. Right now, it appears that our biggest need is assisted living facility. That would be a totally appropriate use for those funds, I would think, to reserve them to be used for that at some point.
Okay.
My other concern is with the old clinic building, our public health nurses in that building, our county sanitarian and veteran services, and then part of that building is already being used by the district for meeting room and record storage, or at least it was the last I was aware of. So I guess what I would want to see happen if, upon discussion with USDA, if it is deemed necessary to tear down the old clinic to have room, that the new facility would have space in it for those entities.
That's another one of my concerns also. Do we have a place to put them interim?
We would have to come up with something interim. I don't know that we do.
Right.
So we would need
into that. Do we want to get into that right now? Because if we do, I have a suggestion.
We probably don't need to get into
that's
that.
That's what I'm thinking. So,
other than the fact that there needs to be some guarantee made that those entities will have a place to live.
I think I have Doc and I've talked. We have a valid suggestion there, I believe, if you want to get into that
well,
now.
If you've got a valid suggestion, I'll take your word for it right now. I don't know that we need to hammer that out right now.
I think it's just another indication of a sacrifice we're willing to make.
Right.
I agree.
Okay.
So,
continue.
So, Mr. Chairman, in that regard, I guess what I would like to see happen is the health care board sit down with USDA, and if they don't need the old clinic, I would be more than happy to take it off the appraisal. and just the county retain the old clinic and leave it like it is if it's not needed.
If it's not needed.
I think that option needs to be made available to USDA and to the health care board.
Okay.
If they deem that it's necessary and USDA supports that, I think that's where I'm at. And my only other comment I want to make, I think the involvement of USDA is critical, absolutely critical, to this whole process moving forward successfully. And that's just my opinion.
Okay.
And that said, I'm willing to support that number.
Okay.
With those caveats that I mentioned.
I think everybody else has covered pretty much what I was, what else I had. Did you gentlemen have anything else, any other concerns? Go ahead, Commissioner Burnett.
Just a comment for the public, and that is, in looking at this, and I didn't get into the direct capitalization analysis and how they came up with that. That is based on rental property. And in looking through that report, you'll see that what they come up with is a fair market value in terms of renting that property, if you were going to be looking at this as an investment opportunity, is $26.40 per square foot. Mm-hmm. And I think if you look at the property in question plus the additional property that's being used in Marbleton, assuming that the clinics are the same size and the ambulance barns are near the same, with that number, you come up with a value of almost $1.4 million a year. Mm-hmm. I think the point I'm trying to make is the commission has been maligned in the past for not being supportive and cooperative. And I think this is just somewhat enlightening to me to know that in terms of real value over 10 years, that's about $14 million in addition to the other things that we are have provided. So I guess the point I'm trying to make is I think we're sincerely trying to make an attempt or make an effort to make a reasonable sale so that we can move forward with this and do what was asked for us, and that is to determine a fair sale price so they can move forward with this project.
Those are interesting numbers. Thank you, Commissioner Burnett. Any other discussion, gentlemen, here?
Seems to me we all agree on that, docs.
I can jump on board with the 4.22 million with the other things in place.
So if that's the case, Mr. Chairman, then I would like the motion or to make the motion that we would offer the Pinedale Clinic medical properties one-time offer to the Rural Healthcare District for that property in the amount of $4,220,000 with the condition that there is assurances that that property will be used to build on that site, the Critical Access Hospital, and that the county maintains the first right of refusal should that property be sold, and with an addition of however we can word it, a promise or guarantee that they in good faith will strive to keep the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic open.
Okay. And does that also include the housing of the three entities that we have currently housed in the old clinic? Can that be included in your motion? Or should...
I think that from a standpoint of condition of sale, that's something that we could... would request in good faith. I don't know that that can be, I mean, that's our intention. We've made that sacrifice. We'd like to see that.
But you guys have...
I don't want to see that as a deal breaker.
You got an idea. You got an idea.
You have a plan.
All right. Matt, is that something that can be put into a contract or should be put into a contract or...
Sure, you can put anything into a contract. Matters the other party's going to sign.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. But yes, that can go.
I mean, is that a logical thing to to ask.
Yes, yeah, so you can have a contract accompany a potential deed transfer.
Okay.
So, Mr.
Okay, we'll get to comments here in just a second. We got a motion on the table.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
Just a question for clarification. Would it be amenable to include in this motion that we have continued USDA involvement?
Well, I think that's currently understood. That's who made the request. But if you want to make that in terms of clearing up the offer, certainly I would include in the motion, provided that the USDA remains involved in the process.
Okay. All right.
I would like to see that if everybody's amenable to it.
Okay.
I guess the concern is I don't want to get into the area of having too many
caveats,
attachments. I don't want a deal breaker.
Okay.
I think the important ones there that we want to be assured the property is going to be maintained
are the ones that you
that
included in your motion.
Right. And if you want me to make it again, I can.
Commissioner Bousman, are you okay with the motion as stated? Or
I think so.
Okay.
I have my preferences.
Right. And I think, and I have my preferences here too. So I think I'll go ahead and just agree to what the motion is at the moment. Before a contract is signed and an agreement is made, maybe we can talk about a couple of the other little
I'll
things
second the
too.
Motion.
So it's been moved and it has been seconded. Now we're going to have a little bit more discussion. I'm going to go to the pub. Can I go
sure.
to the public?
Oh, that's fine.
Mr.
Ms. Warner wanted to have
yeah,
a comment.
Ms. Warner had a comment.
Just a point of clarification, please. A couple of years. So the first one is I want everybody to be aware that the CAH can't be built if the old clinic is not removed from the site. There's not enough room.
You can't add on to the old clinic at
no,
all.
No, the newer clinic, the 10-year-old building.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm with you now.
The VA people and all those
okay.
people are that little
okay.
strip.
All right.
It can't. So
it has
so
to be removed.
That has to be removed.
Okay.
I'm sure of that.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the first point. The second point or question I would have is: do the people that are in that little building do they pay rent to the county now, or do they live there free?
They're part of county entities.
Okay. So I think if you're going to ask the district, just my comment.
Sure.
Okay. Not how to do this. Because that building has to go. I know that.
Okay.
But there might either they the. Something would have to be worked out if the district was to house them, that they would do it for a stipend of nothing or a dollar a year or whatever it might be, or that there would be something in the budget for rent and for at least utilities.
Okay.
It's just my thought.
I can understand that. And now that we know that the old clinic would have to be destroyed, it brings up an interesting point. I am not aware of any place we have right now that could house those three entities. Do you know of any extra space we have just hanging around?
No.
See, so that's an issue.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
Question for Mrs. Warner. If the town were to reconsider use of the ball fields to the north, would that help alleviate that issue?
Absolutely. But again, the design team that the district has brought forth to do this, they would be the ones that would say the best use and how that would work for the dollar you know, the dollar amount to get this done.
Okay.
One of the things that Scott brought up during one of the meetings was if the current 10-year-old clinic, that big building, was used for administrative purposes, then and the new building was added on, then everything could be moved in there and hospital wouldn't be, the clinic wouldn't be disrupted during construction of the add-on, which I thought was a really good idea. So there might be room in the current clinic to put those three entities in during the construction phase. But that would be something that would have to be looked at by the district's design team and the ball field. Personally, I had hoped, just thinking outside the box here, that if the CAH was built in Montescope and design up on the hill using the big clinic building, that 2 to 3 years, 4 years down the road, if they wanted to expand, that Pinedale might consider the ball fields and the cost and sell that to them to move the ball field somewhere else. But that was future looking at, because the town needs their ball fields. But I didn't want to, you know, it's all so up in the air right now.
Right, right. So I'm going to try and bring us back on task here. There's a lot to talk about and there's a lot to discuss. The task at hand is the proposed motion that has been made and seconded, okay? And would you just go through that motion one more time for me?
The motion is to make a one-time offer to the Rural Healthcare District to purchase the entire Pinedale Medical Clinic properties in the amount of $4,220,000 with the stipulation that that property be used for the building and development of the Critical Access Hospital, with the condition that the county maintains the first right of refusal should that property be sold, and with an agreement that the healthcare district will do its best effort to keep the Marbleton Big Piney Clinic open.
Okay. The motion is on the table. There are other things that can be done if the offer is accepted. Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
Just a comment.
Go ahead.
I understand. This is a sale offer to them. What they do with the property in the old building is up to them. Our concern is we have the assurance that they will use that property to build the Critical Access Hospital. The idea about what happens to the public health sanitary and all is something that would have to be addressed later. I don't see that as a stumbling block, nor should it be, to our willingness to sell that property.
I don't want it to be a deal breaker, even though it is a concern.
It's a concern.
It's a true concern to us.
Sure.
But it doesn't need to be a deal breaker in today's discussion. Okay? Commissioner Rawhauser.
Mr. Chairman, to Joel's question about the USDA being involved, I think that if they loaned the Rural Healthcare District the money to build the Critical Access Hospital, that was part of their agreement.
Well,
they would be heavily involved in at least up to a certain point of the management and how things were, at least of building the Critical Access Hospital. Okay.
All right. Call for the question.
So with the other added tidbit was of the motion with the continued involvement of the USDA as part of that motion. So I do call for the question.
Okay.
There's a question back there. When you want to call us, questions we have.
We've been discussion. Made for a call. Is it going to make any difference in what we do here? Is your comment?
The question before the question was about the deed restriction that is from the town of Pinedale to the hospital. Is that still in effect?
So what are you talking about?
So the original deed from the town of Pinedale to
for the land?
For the land.
Okay. And what are the deed restrictions on it?
That if it is not utilized initially for the construction of a hospital or a like facility, it reverts to the town.
Matt.
If it ceases to be used for those purposes, it reverts to the town.
Well, and I can't answer that by saying that it won't be sold to them if it's not used for. That's one of the caveats that was written down there, that it won't be sold to them if it's not used for the critical access hospital.
Right. I'm just saying that that should be addressed, that there is a deed restriction.
Since there already is a deed
restriction,
there is a deed
restriction,
what you're saying.
That is,
okay.
That is from that entity that yeah. owns it.
We'll go ahead and leave that in the motion, and then we're double covered.
I just wanted to throw that out there, that
okay.
unless something's been taken care of since that initial deed was filed,
okay.
that should be...
So that's already in there, that it has to be used for that.
But it reverts to the town.
If it is not.
If it is not.
Right.
Right. So if that they decide not to use that, you can't turn around and then rent it out to a non-hospital entity. Or usage that would cease the usage of a...
It's not a hospital now. It would be a non-healthcare entity.
Right, but it...
Right, a non-healthcare entity.
Right, so you could rent it out to...
I call for the question.
Okay, question's been called. Matt, do you have anything to add before I go?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I even understand the question about the... I'm sorry.
The original land was deeded, and it has a deed restriction on it from the town of Pinedale.
When it was deeded to the Memorial Hospital Board?
Board.
Okay.
Way back when.
Okay. And so what's the deed restriction again?
That if it does not house a healthcare entity, the land reverts back to the town of Pinedale.
Okay. And so what's the question in regards to that deed restriction?
Well, he's saying that if the county decides to do something else on that land, the county can't. Because the land will revert back to...
It's been a long time since I reviewed the original deed, so I'm hesitant to give any yeah. sort of guidance. But if there is that deed restriction in place, then, yeah, that's a consideration.
Right. I think for today's discussion, I think we're okay. So, all right, very good. All right, it has been moved and seconded that we sell the Pinedale Clinic property to the Rural Healthcare District in the amount of $4.2 million.
4.22.
You did say 4.20
okay.
in your motion.
Got it.
That's what I got here.
Yeah, I wrote it down here too.
Sorry, I'm in the numbers.
I wanted the 4.22, but you made it 4.20.
I stand corrected.
All right.
4.2.
All right. $4.20 million with the what do you call those
conditions,
with the conditions attached as presented. All in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Next agenda item. Okay. Yep. Clear out. And we don't have a time frame on when this will come to us.
I don't think they are. They have some comments. I don't know if they're
what's that? Do you have comments? Yeah. Come on. Come on up, Jim. I can't hear you.
Are we on the agenda?
Who's we?
For this conversation. I didn't know if the town of Marbleton was or not.
You're not, but you, do you want to? Do you
yeah,
have something?
I'd like to address the floor.
Okay.
I know when this started, Marbleton was in favor of the call. It was proposed at one time to expand the Marbleton Clinic. Again, that's 3 years back. I appreciate what you're doing here and offering this. Marbleton would like to entertain the possibility of expanding the Marbleton Clinic again without and would entertain possibly loaning the rural health care $6 million. At one time it was stated between $4 and $6 million was the cost of expanding the Marbleton Clinic into the COG. So again, in a effort for community involvement, communication and working together, we would be willing to, again, have those meetings. My counsel is on board. Our legal staff says that things can be worked out. Again, we want to keep this going. I think it's going on for 3 years. There's always been something going on. This $28 million plus is really worrying a lot of people in the debt. So we just want to keep these talks going. If the loan does not come through, or if this proposal does not come to fruition, again, it was proposed at one time for Marbleton. If we want to build this, I feel the town of Marbleton, we've had a good business relationship, working relationship with the county. We would just like to throw that out there and again, encourage meetings and whatever we need to do to again, provide health care for the entire county.
Thank you.
You know, if it costs what we want. So. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Now, is that you're going to wait and see what happens with the proposed purchase of the Pinedale Clinic first and then make that offer, or?
Offer stands. It's their decision what they're going to do.
Whether they continue with that or not, your offer stands to them.
We'll make this public at our next council meeting.
Okay. And so this would be a loan between you and the Rural Health Care District?
Whatever works best. Again, we're just willing to
see this going in many directions.
See this going into a lot of different directions. To make something come to fruition, we're throwing that out there.
I would suggest you make that offer to the Rural Health Care District directly.
Okay.
At one of their meetings.
It's your building.
Pardon me?
But it's your building.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's our building up there, too, right now. So.
I just have a question.
Don't worry.
Hi. Boy, that was interesting. So are you talking about if you would loan the $6 million if they built the CAW in Marbleton, Big Piney, or
yes, ma'am.
That you would loan the $6 million towards the hospital here as long as the clinic was kept open and remodeled, et cetera, et cetera?
The initial proposal is to build it in Marbleton, to add on to the Marbleton clinic.
Okay. So you would be... So if the district took that offer,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, and it cost $12 million,
yes, ma'am.
And they needed a partner with USDA for $6 million, you would be willing to put in the other $6 million if it was built up there. Is that?
That's preliminary, yes.
Okay, I just need to clarify that.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the offer.
Thank you.
Yes, appreciate that.
I wish they would have been here for that conversation.
Wendy, you have a comment.
One is.
Wendy has a comment.
No, I just wanted to ask a question for clarification.
Okay.
The deed restriction on the current clinic property, does that mean that if the Rural Health Care District doesn't buy it, that the only use you could put it to would be health care? So you would have to lease it to...
Preliminarily, that is how I understand that. Okay. Without having our attorneys dig into that yet, I can give you a positive maybe. But it sounds like that is the case.
Okay.
So if they don't buy it, the only thing we can do with it is healthcare related, is what it sounds like.
And after listening to Jim's offer, that opens up a whole new realm of options.
Yeah. It does.
So we'll see where they go at their meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate that. We are going to move on to our next agenda item now officially.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for all the good seeing
you. You don't order that too.
Gentlemen, thank you. Anybody need a quick break?
Yeah.
Let's take a quick break.
It wouldn't hurt.
Okay, thank you.
That took longer than I thought it was going to.
Well, we got done what we needed to do.
Yeah.
Oh, this is cool.